The hens were ready to run if they needed to. They picked up each foot with a jerky movement, and when they put the foot back down, you could see the claws trembling. They moved closer to one another and made a muttering sound. The pitch of the noise rose each time one of us girls took a step closer, and it fell each time the hens put the distance back between them and us. It made me very unhappy to watch those hens. The way they moved and the noise they made, this is exactly how it was when Enkiruka and me finally left our village back home. We joined a group of women and girls, and we ran off into the jungle one morning, and we walked until it was dark, and then we lay down to sleep beside the path. We did not dare to make a fire. In the night we heard gunshots. We heard men screaming like pigs when they are waiting in the cage to have their throats cut. There was a full moon that night, and if the moon had opened its mouth and started screaming, I would not have been more terrified. Enkiruka held me tight. There were babies in our group, and some of them woke up and had to have songs sung to them before they would settle. In the morning there was a tall, evil line of smoke rising over the fields where our village was. It was black smoke, and it curled and boiled as it rose up into the blue sky. Some of the very young children in our group asked what the smoke was from, and the women smiled and told them, "It is just the smoke from a volcano, little ones. It is nothing to worry about." And I watched the way the smiles left their faces when they turned away from their children's eyes and stared back into the blue sky filling with black.
"You all right?"
Albert was staring at me. I blinked. "Yes, thank you, mister."
"Daydreaming, were you?"
"Yes, sir." Albert shook his head and laughed.
"Honestly, you young people, heads in the clouds."
He unlocked the long building and let us in. Inside there were two rows of beds, one row on each long wall. The beds were made of metal and they were painted dark green. There were clean white mattresses on the beds and pillows without pillowcases. The floor was concrete, painted grey, and it was shining and swept. The sunlight came down in thick stripes from the skylights.